This is KUT. City leaders are taking new measures to help residents cut down on their energy use during the hottest months of the year. KUT's Saida Hassan reports.
If you live in a newer home, you may have one of those fancy internet-connected thermostats like the Nest installed. They're programmable, and they let users control the temperature of their home remotely. Now, devices like that will be mandatory in all new houses and apartments built in Austin. Debbie Kimberly is with Austin Energy.
There was little to no objection to that. Most of the builders already offer the higher-end internet-enabled thermostats when they're building homes.
Kimberly says the new requirement could be a big energy-saving measure. Austin Energy is offering an $85 rebate to people with smart thermostats who enroll in their Power Saver program. Here's how it works. Customers allow Austin Energy to adjust the temperature in their homes up to 4 degrees when the demand for electricity is at its highest. Kimberly says the change usually happens about 15 days out of the year during the hottest summer months.
Rather than cycling their air conditioner on and off, we just adjust the temperature settings by a few degrees in the home. It's typically indiscernible. We have very good participation rates. Customers really like the program.
The Power Saver program has been around for years. Kimberly says about 50,000 people are currently enrolled, but some customers have dropped out over time. Confession, I'm one of them. I told Kimberly the 4-degree rise made my apartment uncomfortably hot. She says that can be a problem for older buildings that don't have as much insulation.
So a whole number of different factors could affect if anything as minor as a 2-degree adjustment in your temperature setting. If you have heat gain that's occurring, that's what's going to drive it.
For homes built under current regulations, the difference probably won't cause any discomfort. Jeff Hamill is with Nest, a smart thermostat company that's partnering with the city on the Power Saver program.
We look towards hopefully seeing more cities enacting more requirements like this going forward. It really establishes a great platform for residents in the city as well as the utility to be able to work together.
But for now, the technology may not be accessible to everyone. Renters typically have to go through their property owner to get a smart thermostat installed. And while the devices can lead to energy savings over time, the upfront costs can be high. A Nest thermostat, for example, will run you $249. But Debbie Kimberly says more affordable technology is in the works. She says researchers are working on a Bluetooth-enabled thermostat that could cost as little as $60. Saida Hassan, KUT News.